water is different than everything else, that halakhically is considered something that doesn't have an independent taste, even if it has a small taste, but it's not enough to be mechayiv, want to make a bracha on it, unless he has pleasure from the water by the fact that it is quenching his thirst. Shabruah, though, says you don't have to be nervous if you're not 100% thirsty, because he says that as long as you're enjoying the water, then in Minastam, you're a little thirsty also. If the only reason why you're taking it is to take down the medicine, or something is stuffing your throat, and that's the reason why you're drinking it, or you want to hydrate yourself, and you really doesn't have any pleasure from the water, other than the fact that in your mind, you understand that it's a good thing for you, then other than that, you would make a broth on it. If you eat food for health purposes, as long as it has a flavor, you make a broth on it also, in the beginning and the end. The Ramah brings the chiddush that if you're forced to eat food, then someone says, if you don't eat it, I'll kill you, I'll beat you up, whatever it is. In such a case, you don't make a bracha on it. It's different than refuah. The case of refuah is that you're sick, and because you're sick, you have an eitzah that you're eating the food. But when you're eating it, nobody's forcing you to eat it. You just decided that it's the best thing for you to eat. Now, shenken, in the case of the forcing, you have no interest in eating, and somebody's physically forcing you to eat. The ma'aseh that Mishabru brings is that some that disagree with this also, because the ma'aseh, you have pleasure as the food is going down your throat. Try to avoid such a situation.